right. What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sports Stories with Bic here on Raw Football Talk. Thank you so much for all the love and the support that we get on the different platforms for Twitter. Twitter's still a tough nut to crack, so we just do memes. Well, we appreciate all y'all who show us love on Twitter, on Instagram. Instagram, you guys show us a lot of love, and even the bite-sized little bit of bits and pieces that we show on TikTok. So we appreciate all y'all, and we appreciate everyone that's been watching on YouTube and has been listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and honestly, wherever you get your podcasts. So we appreciate all the love. And we also appreciate the love that we've been receiving for our merch page. And for today, I believe this is episode 18 of Sports Stories. We have my guy, Caleb Torrance. Caleb, did I butcher your name or did I say it right?
Nah, you said it right. You got it.
Perfect. Perfect. So Caleb is a men's basketball player at Millersville University.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, you got it.
Perfect. And he's originally from the DMV area. Caleb, how you doing, my guy? How you feeling on this
doing
Thursday?
Well, evening? I'm feeling good. I'm just enjoying my time up here before class to start.
Definitely. We appreciate you making time for us. You know, as a student athlete, you know, that daily grind is going to take over pretty soon. So right now, as you have some time to kind of wind down, we definitely appreciate you hopping on. And so for the viewers and for the listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Caleb Torrance?
So Caleb Torrance. So I was originally born in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where most of my family lives. I go back every Christmas. I go back to see them. I grew up, then I moved when I was 2.5 years old. Moved to the DMV area, grew up playing soccer and basketball, went to the same private school all my life. And now I have a basketball scholarship at Millersville University. So that's me. I love to hoop, love sports, love to have fun.
That's awesome. Would you say you've been playing sports all your life since you were a kid?
Yeah, I've been playing sports. I've been around sports. I've been around basketball literally since I came out of my mother's womb. My dad handed me a basketball. I played with it. Then when I was 3, put me into soccer, and I ran with that for a little bit too.
That's awesome. And I guess it's an interesting dynamic because, like, one thing as we're grown up now, we're young adults. One thing that you often hear nowadays is like, oh, like when I have my kids, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get them a soccer ball. I'm going to get them a basketball. I'm going to get them a football. And I think I saw like a meme the other day when someone was like literally pull up a poll on Instagram asking like, you see how good Mbappe got at such a young age. And then his little brother's coming up to PSG Academy as well. So if you were going to have your first kid, as soon as they learn how to walk, are you going to give them a soccer ball? So I wanted to get your takeaway because it seems like that's how you were raised. So would you do the same for your kid?
I mean, yeah, I would love to do the same for my kid, boy or girl. I don't know what sport I would choose to or what ball I would throw at them first. But definitely some type of sport, even if it's just running, swimming, something, throw something at them. Love my children to be like me, competitive, hard-nosed, grinding. Love them to do the same.
That's what's up. And so we know a little bit of how you got into sports, but what made you want to pursue it as a career or at least take it to the like athletic collegiate level?
Well, I love basketball. I love to watch it. I love to work out and train. I love to train other people. I just love basketball. I really don't know my life without basketball, whether I'm playing or not. All I really know is basketball.
That's what's up. And I guess what's one live sports event that's in your bucket list that you want to experience sometime soon?
I want to experience, probably I would say going to the World Cup. This is probably the biggest event besides the Olympics. It's probably most worldwide event televised. I would just love to go. My roommate from last semester, he actually, he's from South Africa. So when they had the World Cup there, he got to experience it. I think he went to a game. And then he also, because when South Africa won their first game, he said his whole neighborhood was going crazy. Like people were honking cars, doing all types of crazy stuff. Everybody was just such in a great mood from South Africa winning their first game, whether when they were hosting the World Cup.
Yeah, the 2010 World Cup was definitely an experience worldwide, as you mentioned. I'm glad you got a chance to meet someone who was actually there. And I guess for us, you know, just watching, you know, an African nation host the World Cup was such a big deal, let alone not just like trying to win it or anything, because obviously that hasn't happened, unfortunately. But even the experience, like I remember Ghana playing United States, I think it was the round of 16 game, and we had a split house. And honestly, all of us being Africans, we were going for Ghana. My little brother, Sammy, he was born in the States, so he was going for the States. So when they end up losing, he's the only one crying in the house. And we're like, dude, man up. Come on, man. You got to be happy for Ghana.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a great experience. And I think a lot of people that I've asked always say the World Cup. Even if, say, like they don't play football or soccer, or if they don't watch it, just the experience itself really brings the world together. So that's
it. Really does. Yeah, it really does. I love it.
Definitely. I wanted to kind of gauge your attention towards your upcoming basketball season. What are some expectations that you have for yourself?
Well, for myself, I'm coming in as a freshman, and we have a lot of veterans coming back for their senior year and their grad year. So I would say my expectations are to come in and play, get some meaningful time, play a lot, because we have a really good team this year and we could win and go far.
That's awesome. And as a team, what would you like to accomplish?
As a team, man, I would just want us to keep building the great chemistry we have. Like everybody on the team, we all love each other. We're all already like brothers. Even though we didn't have a season last year, we're all really close. So building that up, and in our conference, winning our PSAC championship is definitely the number one goal right now. And then after we win that, just going as far as we can in the NCAA tournament.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I guess kind of picking your brain in terms of professional side of things. I know this NBA free season has been all over the place, you know, players getting multi-million dollar deals, and just money being thrown around everywhere. One team that still refuses to remain inactive and is always pushing for players is the Los Angeles Lakers. How do you feel about their offseason trades that they've been picking up this past free agency?
I mean, to be honest, just in my opinion, I really don't think the lineups and the players they got, I really don't think it's all going to fit. Because a lot of the players they have are very ball dominant. And when you play with a bunch of ball dominant players, it's not going to work, because of course you need to move the ball, this and that. I would say they should have probably picked up some more shooters. And another thing, a lot of their players that they're getting all this money to, they're old. They're like in their 30s, high 30s. So I really don't know what's going to happen with them in the next 3 to 4 years. That's just my opinion. But if you really think about it, LeBron James can, like, he's so the so-called best player in the world, he can play with anybody. So he has that type of mindset where he can play with anybody.
Definitely. And I guess my next question would be, well, what is your favorite NBA team, if you have one?
See, I used to be a big heavy Bulls fan, Derrick Rose era. Of course, I'm a Michael Jordan fan. But right now, I don't really have a favorite team. I just love to watch. I like to watch Chris Paul. I like to watch, even though Russell Westbrook has his ups and downs, I like to just watch how he plays, because he just plays so hard. He just plays so intense. I like to watch Ja Morant. Of course, Damian Lillard. I'm trying to think of who else. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
That's good. And since you're a neutral, how did you feel when the Bucks finally won their long awaited championship?
Oh, I was happy for them. I mean, Giannis, he definitely deserved it. He works very hard. He's a very hard worker. He came from nothing to win a championship. So that's awesome, man. And the pieces that they added to also deserved the championship. Jrue Holiday, PJ Tucker, Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez has been in the league for a while. So I was happy for them. I wanted to see Chris Paul win, because I'm a point guard. I love Chris Paul, because I feel like he deserved it too. But really, congrats to the Bucks. They're some dogs.
Yeah, definitely. I actually had a soft spot for the Suns as well, because I'm a Celtics fan, but I think when the Suns picked up DeAndre Ayton a couple of years ago, and then obviously they had Devin Booker, who is a baller. You know, I think Devin Booker dropped 72 points against the Celtics one game.
Yes, he did.
And I'm very grateful that we ended up winning. But seeing those two, and then you finally add that missing piece with CP3, and then seeing how they're able to overcome, I guess, the top dogs of the West and make it to the finals, I kind of wanted them to win. And I was kind of more so rooting for them. But at the same time, just watching the Bucks, and I think one person that really caught my eye was Bobby Portis. Just how much he would really scramble and just be there and have that mentality that regardless if I'm not the best player on the court, I'm still going to outwork that next person. So I never really thought that I would see Bobby Portis or, to be fair, Kelly Oubre Jr. Even get to a finals. But, you know, you love to see it. It was a great sight to see. So yeah, that was the finals. I wanted to pick your brain in terms of a dream sports stadium or a basketball court, a football arena, or anything that if you could choose, like you would die to play in.
I'm trying to think. That's a hard one. There's so many places I'm trying to think. Man. Yeah, I'll name some sports. So okay. Basketball, the Staples Center. In LA, that's got to be one place. I grew up a Cristiano Ronaldo fan, so Real Madrid, the Bernabeu, that's somewhere I'd love to kick around the soccer ball, play it. And then I'd really say anywhere in England, like the Premier League, I'd love to play in any of those great stadiums, for real. Just the atmosphere that they have in there is awesome. It's great.
It's great that you mentioned the atmosphere, because I think one thing I've noticed about the Premier League, and even as a kid watching the sport, as soon as the ball hits the back of the net, you just feel the whole crowd. Like it's a huge thunderous roar. I don't know how to describe it. And it's not even just like when someone scores a goal, but even there's been certain moments where the player gets in a good position, like creates space for themselves, and they're about to shoot, and the whole crowd is literally like, shoot. And it's just like, wow, like you mentioned, it is an atmosphere. So I'm glad you mentioned the Premier League. So speaking about the Premier League, are you just like the NBA? Are you a neutral, or is there a team that you prefer to keep up with?
Neutral again. I love certain players, Kevin De Bruyne. I love Rashford is definitely probably one of my favorite players. Rashford, Pogba. I grew up watching Rooney, of course. So, yeah, neutral again.
Got you. Who is your favorite athlete of all time? And it can be any sport.
Kobe Bryant. Easy one, Kobe. I grew up in love with Kobe. I grew up watching Lakers games with my dad, and I just fell in love with Kobe. He's probably one of the reasons why I still play basketball. I love basketball. Just his worth ethic, his grind, his everything, his attitude, the way he became so great.
Would you say you have that Mamba mentality inside you?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely on in soccer too.
Oh yeah. We definitely gotta ball up when you're done with school, then definitely wanna see your soccer skills.
Most definitely. Throw my cleats back on.
Hey, there we go. All right. So I think I wanted to ask this question, but since, you know, based on, you know, what you said earlier, I think I have an idea, but I'm still going to ask regardless. If you had to choose, are you sticking with Lionel Messi or are you going with CR7?
Oh, I'm sticking with CR7. Messi is great, but for some reason, I just fell in love with Ronaldo. And I think sometimes when I try to have part of his game, the speed, the finishing, like I feel like I have some of that. I'm still in my soccer game. That's what I love about CR7.
Would you also say that similar to Kobe, it's the mentality as well? Because Ronaldo is a competitor.
He's a competitor in everything. I've heard, or I think I saw some YouTube video, how he works out so much every day. He just keeps his body just in shape all the time. Eats the right food, does the right workout, does the right recovery. Like he's great. He's greatness.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I saw a video where an interviewer asked Ronaldo how he feels about his son. And the first thing he said is, well, yeah, my son is talented. He can be great, but he still eats chips and he drinks soda. And I don't like that about him. And I don't know if you saw this, but during the Euros, he was at a press conference and there was like a, I think it was like a soda can, like Coca-Cola can right in front of him. And he, in front of the cameras, he literally grabbed the Coca-Cola can, put it to the side and grabbed his water bottle. And he told everyone to drink water. So that right there really tells you, yeah, it's like, that's Cristiano Ronaldo in a nutshell. No matter what situation, yeah, he's still going to be himself and not going to switch up for anyone else.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so that was Messi v CR7, but now we're going to switch over to the basketball side of things. If you got to pick one player to play 1v1, and when I say 1v1, not just go up against them but also learn from them as well, if you had to choose one of these three players, who would you choose? Okay. Would you choose LeBron James, Michael Jordan, or Kobe Bryant?
I'm trying to think. I'm going to take LeBron out already. It's either between Kobe or MJ. You said play one-on-one competitively and then also learn. That's a hard one. Let me see. This is a tough question. I'd probably go with MJ.
Why do you say that?
Well, personally, I think he's the greatest all time because of all his achievements, his work ethic, perfecting the fadeaway jump shot, his defense, just everything. Like, and also his mindset. Like, I don't know if you watched The Last Dance, but like you could really understand his mindset of how he wanted to win and would win at all costs. So I would just play him one-on-one and ask him any question.
Yeah, that's a great shout. And it's great that you also mentioned the mindset. When we talked about the Mamba mentality,
yeah,
do you think that Michael Jordan's mindset is superior than Kobe Bryant's?
To be honest, it's either equal. Nah, it's hard. That's another tough question. You could say they're equal. You could say one has the other, but you could really just say Kobe's mindset got his mindset from MJ. Because when Kobe came into the league, he was asking him questions nonstop. So that's what you could really say.
Yeah, definitely. The apple really doesn't fall far from the tree. So that is really great to see. And okay, so we're gonna get to this part of the show where everything is fun, but I'm going to give you a couple of questions and you have to pick on the spot. Like, you can't think, it has to be on the fly. So you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty. All right. So first you got to pick one: Chipotle or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Why?
I love Chick-fil-A. I literally can eat that anytime, any day, every day for the rest of my life. I love Chick-fil-A. You can ask my friends. They're always like, hey, like, man, you always at Chick-fil-A? I'm like, yeah, like, this is good. This is really good.
Perfect. And that's Chick-fil-A over everything.
Any fast food or just?
Any fast food restaurant, you're going straight to Chick-fil-A, number one.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is number one.
Would you say it's a problem?
No. When I'm at school, I don't eat it as much as I do when I'm at home.
Gotcha. So you can manage it.
Yeah, I can manage it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. All right. So that was number one. Adidas or Nike?
Nike all the way.
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable, Nike all the way.
My man. All right. Would you rather take a vacation in California or in Florida?
California.
Why?
I've been to Florida plenty of times. And the last time I think I was in California, I was really young. So I have no recall of it. So that's why.
Do you have any places that you prefer, like any sightseeing?
No, I'd love to go anywhere. Well, first I want to go to LA. LA is where it's at. But I'll go anywhere.
Staples Center?
Mm-hmm. Staples Center, downtown LA, everything. Hollywood, I've just experienced that stuff.
Perfect. All right, so you have come off a long day, a long week, played a lot of basketball, went through that school, that student athlete school and basketball grind. And now you have the next couple of days off. What are you turning to first, Netflix or video games?
Video games, most likely. It usually starts up with video games, and then later in the night or later it goes into Netflix.
When you say video games, which are your preferred, like the games that you play and then your console as well?
I have a PS4. I really have a PS4 just because most of the people I'm close to have that. And then the game, I'm a big FIFA guy. I'm very competitive with FIFA.
Say less.
Yeah, 2K. I'm not as competitive, but I play that a lot too. I also played in some baseball, some Warzone. I don't like Madden anymore. I'm not a big Madden guy, but FIFA's number one. Like when the next FIFA comes out, I'll be playing that nonstop. Like that's the only video game I'm touching for probably a month.
It's great that you mentioned that. Do you have 21 by chance? FIFA 21?
Yeah.
All right.
We gotta run it. We gotta run it up. You got a
We're
P4?
running it tonight. How does that
Oh
sound?
yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, we can run it after this.
All right. And then there will be clips that we can show at the end as well. That's cool with you.
Okay. Yeah,
My
that's
man.
cool. That's cool.
Say less. Okay. So that's video games. Now, when it comes to playing basketball, you played in multiple levels. Now you're at the college level. You also played high school ball, correct?
Yes.
And then did you also play AAU or travel or anything
Yeah,
like that?
AAU travel, all that.
Okay. Which experience did you really cling on to and then like really admire the most? Was it high school, AAU, or college right now?
Well, I can't really speak on college since last season we didn't play, but if I had to choose between AAU and high school, I would probably say high school just because you're with your guys with them every day. You go to school with them, you eat lunch with them on the bus together. I just love like that team brother experience. I just love getting close with guys, having a lot of fun, getting to know each other on and off the court. I feel like it's so much easier in school and in probably college than it is AAU, because AAU, you don't see everybody every day. You practice maybe when you get older, you practice maybe once a week and sometimes or nearly only twice a week.
Got you. It's definitely great to have that brotherhood, like you mentioned, because you want to know the people that you go to war with. You want to know their
Right.
strength, their weaknesses. You want to have develop that chemistry so that when it's time to step in the court, you guys are on the same wavelength in the same shoes. So that's great to hear. And I think the last one I wanted to ask, and I really want to pick your brain on this because different athletes think differently and behave differently. But when it comes to you gearing up for a game, for a workout, for practice, for training, what is that one song or that one playlist that you go to when you just put it on and you're locked in and you get to work?
One playlist,
Or it could be a
like
song.
a song. Ah, man, I'm switching up the songs. I'm trying to think about what I've been listening to right now. I probably say a lot of NBA YoungBoy. No, if you heard a rapper named No Savage, he's from DC. I'm trying to think of some other people. Some Lil Baby, Lil Durk. I mean, I could really switch it up, but I say right now it's been a lot of young boy. Be a young boy.
Got you. That's cool. And last thing I really wanted to, ask you is if you could describe your basketball journey, and it could also be your life journey, but if you could describe your basketball journey in one word or one phrase, what would it be?
I say one word, one phrase. I'd say challenging and fun. That's what I would say. And learning a lot too.
Would you care to elaborate on that?
Oh yeah. So I'd say, well, of course, learning from every coach, every trainer, picking their brain, then picking my brain, all that. Challenging. I'd say AAU was a little challenging until probably like the last year I played, my junior year, last year playing AAU. Just finding the right team, getting the right exposure, knowing the right people. I felt like the best time I really did that was my junior year. And then fun, of course. I mean, I love basketball. It's fun playing with my friends. My first first basketball team I played in the Boys and Girls Club. My dad was my coach. I was playing, he was coaching two teams. I was playing up, and then I was also playing my age group. I just remember having fun playing with some of my friends. And then challenging part, you know, dad is a coach, so in your ear all the time, blah, blah, blah. But it was fun. Then moved on to AAU. I played on the same team for probably like two, three years. And a lot of those guys I'm still like really close with. I'm best friends with one of them. So that was fun. And then going into high school. Oh, another thing that was fun, I played varsity my eighth grade year. So it was fun learning from all those older guys, seeing their habits, stuff like that. And then getting into high school, just playing ball with my friends. The private school I went to, it was also hard to get exposure there too, because it was a small private school. You didn't really play none of the really top teams in the area. But my senior year, I transferred to a different school called Fairfax Christian. And we played 30 plus games, traveled to, went to Ohio, went to PA, traveled a lot more. So that was fun. It was also challenging because I was only senior on the team with a bunch of new guys. That was a little challenging, but I would say everything has been really fun, and I can't wait to see what basketball does for me more in this college and hopefully in the pros someday.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you all the best, and we know that basketball is sort of embedded in your identity. So long may that continue. And I think one last thing that I also wanted to ask was, you talked about how you started off playing basketball in Boys and Girls Club for the first time. So if you could kind of go back in time and tell like your little self, that same kid that walked into that court for the Boys and Girls Club, and give him one piece of advice, what would you tell yourself?
I would just say, I would tell my younger self to, one, listen and focus, and don't take any game, any workout, anything for granted. Play like it's your last. Play like it's your last NBA game. Play like it's your last college game, last high school game. Play like it's the last time you ever play, because you never know who's watching. You never know how good you'll become. So that's what I would tell my younger self, just to stay focused, and then find that also – try and find that routine, because a lot of great athletes have that routine they follow every day. They wake up, eat, stretch, do what they got to do even before they get to the gym. So I would tell my younger self to also get a routine. If I'm trying to be a great athlete, then I need to have some type of routine that I'm on every day.
That's a great piece of advice. And so we learned a lot about you today. How can people keep up with your work moving forward?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram, probably Snapchat too. Instagram, fly.kt with three Y's, Snapchat @baller KT. And then I guess you can also follow me on Twitter too, Caleb_Torrance. Probably keep you guys up to date with my life and with basketball.
There you go. Keeping up with Caleb. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. And so, Caleb, once again, thank you for hopping on tonight. Thank you for dropping jewels and really helping us get to know you a little bit better. And as the season progresses and as the ball gets rolling, we wish you all the best. And thank you also to all the listeners and all the viewers that tune into Caleb's Sports Story tonight. And we really appreciate all the love and support that you give us in the socials. So as Caleb said, please keep up with him and make sure you give him a follow. And any last words you'd like to say for the audience?
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for having me on your show. And hope everybody keeps grinding, being the best they can be.
Yes, sir. Got to get to it every single day. So once again, we appreciate y'all for tuning in to episode 19 of Sports Stories here on Raw Football Talk. Hope everyone has a blessed week ahead, and we'll catch up with you guys sometime soon.